freezing cold conditions, and constant bombing. That's what life is like for many people in northern Syria. It is hard to get your head around the extent of the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding. The war there has now been raging for close to a decade. Syrian government forces are on the offensive. They've pushed nearly a million civilians out of their homes, mostly women and children, who are now looking for shelter in winter, and many of them are trying to reach the Turkish border. That border, however, is closed to them. Turkey has taken in 3 to 4 million Syrian refugees and says it will not take any more. Instead, the Turkish president looks ready to launch a major military offensive against the Syrian government. The world's Shirin Jafari has more.
Syrian government forces are getting help from Russian jets. For weeks, they've been carrying out airstrikes in civilian areas. The goal of the Syrian military seems to be to drive out the population of Idlib province. That's where I reached Muhammad Al-Kasum. He's a 29-year-old English teacher. We've been in touch since last year.
There's a lot of people who are leaving Idlib. The people carry their stuff and go out to a more safe area.
Kasum has been displaced himself. Until a few months ago, he lived in a village called Marat al-Noman. Then, as Syrian forces closed in, he was forced to leave. He went to Aleppo in the north. Now he's in Idlib and wants to help his friends get out. It won't be easy, he says. All he has is his motorbike. It's winter, and leaving Idlib means finding shelter somewhere else.
We have a lot of difficulties to find a house or to find a tent. Even a tent now is difficult to find it.
And that's because there are so many displaced people in that part of Syria. About 1 million people have fled towards the Syrian-Turkish border since last December, according to the UN. Displacement camps have sprung up, but now they're mostly full. This video is from a local reporter. She describes the scene with families sleeping in the open, no shelter from the winter cold. This is a major concern, says Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. He's the head of the World Health Organization, and he spoke to reporters yesterday about the humanitarian situation in Syria.
Children are particularly prone to hypothermia and respiratory tract infections, and due to lack of shelter, many of them are sleeping in the open with their families exposed to these elements.
Already a number of babies have died from the freezing temperatures, according to news reports. And if all that wasn't bad enough, now the camps are being targeted. Mark Cutts is a United Nations official for Syria. He's speaking here with the BBC.
The front lines continue to shift every day. You know, more and more places are coming under attack. Even some of the displacement camps where people thought they would be safe have been hit recently. So there's real panic in the area. People just don't know what to do.
I'm Juman from Idlib. I live now in Sarmada, a town on Syria's border with Turkey.
Juman is a mother of two. They were displaced from their home in southern Idlib. She didn't give me her full name because she says some of her relatives live in areas under Syrian government control. Juman considers herself lucky. She's managed to rent a house. Her children aren't sleeping out in the open. But she says, as a mother, her heart breaks when she hears about kids freezing to death.
I imagine my child instead of him or her. I imagine me instead of that mother who has lost her baby.
Juman says Syrians are trapped on the border because Turkey is not letting them in. If anyone tries to cross, she says, border guards will shoot at them. Some people are trying their luck with smugglers, but they charge $2,000 per person to sneak them into Turkey.
For me, my family is 4 persons, and it's impossible for us as a family living a war.
Juman tells me that displaced Syrians have started a campaign to call attention to their plight. They're calling it Smash the Wall, meaning open the border. There's a demonstration planned near the Turkish border for Friday. Juman will be there, and she'll be carrying a message for the international community.
If the world still be silent to what happened here, we will smash the border, smash the wall, and cross to Europe through Turkey. That's our last solution. That's our last lifeboat.
Our last lifeboat, she says. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.